All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, man, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. So there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinkingbros. That's Hims.com/drinkingbros for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/drinkingbros.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Boombox Bigfoot! Boombox Bigfoot!
That was good.
Yeah, that's it is good.
I can argue.
What is that?
I can't take away.
Potato dick.
Potato dick.
Potato dick.
Oh, you took it.
Potato dick.
Boombox Bigfoot and potato dick kind of fall in the same category.
They do.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I would imagine a Bigfoot got a potato dick a little bit.
You are like a less hairy fat Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Because you're a big jack dude.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you know what I watched the other day? Gridiron and the Rock is tiny as shit.
Is he?
He's little. His arms are little.
Fuck that.
You gotta
Why
watch
do you think
it.
That is, Jared? Why do you think that is?
Steroids.
Off cycle?
No, I mean, it was old. That was old. Gridiron's old.
Off cycle.
I did a quick binger of Longest Yard and Gridiron. And then Caitlin's
Wait,
like,
the Adam Sandler one or the real Longest Yard?
No, the Adam Sandler one. Caitlin's like, you watch two movies back to back about football, but you won't even watch a football game. Like, who cares? These are funny.
God, dude, Touché. Go to the Burt Reynolds one. The Burt Reynolds one is fucking badass.
But Burt Reynolds is in the Adam Sandler one.
No, not that one. Not that one. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, wait.
I know you've seen the do-over too on Netflix. Don't lie, you fucking watched it with Adam Sandler.
What is the do-over?
It's his new. It's the hilarious new Adam Sandler movie.
With him and Rom Schneider, fake their deaths.
David Spade.
Fake their deaths.
Yep.
They go to Costa Rica or Mexico or something. Yeah, I watched it.
I saw The Angry Grandpa.
I haven't seen that yet.
That's
Dude,
a good one.
That shit is actually funny.
It's dark.
Really?
And
it's good.
And of movies that recent times, man, they show some fucked up shit in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They go for it,
oh,
for
you'll
sure.
You'll love it, dude.
It's on iTunes, dude. Watch it tonight.
I'll bring up, Ross, I just watched a really good Netflix original series. I'll bring that up later. After you tell us who this fucking show is brought to you by.
Sponsors!
And just a quick warning, according to the FCC, I'm no longer allowed to speak during the reading of the sponsors.
Because the FCC won't let me be, so let me be me and you be you.
No, I'm not allowed to
talk. You're allowed. We're not censoring you. We're not shaming you.
Not allowed.
We're not sponsor shaming you.
He's going to his France press.
You guys read the sponsors. I'll be back later.
All right. Look, we're in an election year, kids. It's Trump versus Hillary, but we wish Kennedy was still running. Go to wearkennedy.com for the dopest bathing suits on the planet. It's the old school vibe. You got a little JFK from the 60s. They got those pimp ass old school Kennedy sunglasses. They got men's shorts and bathing suits, and they got some trinkets. They got a little gold spoon that doubles as a cocaine spoon and a bottle opener.
Maybe a onesie up in that motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, maybe one in the chamber, you know, a little bump to get you going. Or it's for iced tea. It's for iced tea parties. You be the judge. Go to wearkennedy.com. They've got sweet tank tops. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every single order, and you get free koozies with every goddamn order you get.
I like
Ladies and gentlemen, just head to 30.80WEAR Kennedy.
Yes.
You said no talking, I thought.
That wasn't talking.
Yeah. Look,
that was announcing.
Go to wearkennedy.com. Just for all your cool shit.
Cool
you saw
Kennedy.
Me at the fucking ocean this weekend wearing all that shit. And you know I was drinking some Strike Force while I was there. A little Strike Force energy. Man, it is the tastiest goddamn little tiny entertainment drink on the planet.
I like that it's not powder. Powder pisses me off.
Powder makes a mess.
Yeah, it does. And a can? I'm not going to buy a can. Fuck you and your can.
Don't, no, kick the can. Yeah. Kick the can and get some Strike Force energy. Comes in a little tiny Tim pouch. You can dump it in water, beer, soda, any type of liquid you can imagine. You can snort it. That is not recommended, but you can snort it to give yourself a nice little boost. In the day, you can put some on that Where Kennedy spoon and give it a few rounds. I'm sure that'll end up on Instagram pretty soon.
Powder was a waste of 6.5 miles of film.
It really was.
I liked the movie Powder.
I loved it.
It was good.
I tried to bend spoons for years after that movie.
That the movie Powder and Natural Born Killers pretty much had the same fucking movie cover, so it was confusing. Anyway, fucking Strike Force is awesome. Tell us about it, Ross.
Yeah, Jared, go. It should be a cubby hole that you just hide in. You go and hide in the cubby hole during sponsors. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 20% off. They also have a subscription, so that shit just shows up at your house every fucking month. That's what we all have, and they ship anywhere around the world. No matter where you are, Antarctica, they ship there. The North Pole, Santa gets that shit. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Santa's a fan of Strike Master.
He loves it.
He's called Strike Master.
You know what?
Strike Force.
You see that? I know it's Strike
Force. Santa also gets 20% off every order.
But Santa's a Strike Master, you know?
He's a Strike Master. He is Strike Master.
He's probably got his sleigh loaded up with shotguns from filled to the brim with TartarusOrdnance.com ammo for all your home defense ammunition needs. Go to TartarusOrdnance.com and just say Santa, I wish a motherfucker would just put some goddamn ammo in my stocking.
I just want to apologize for fucking up sponsors because I got sexted mid sentence.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I was caught off guard.
It's okay.
So it was a delightful picture.
Who is sexting you? What's his name? I want his name and his number.
Share the photo. Melissa. No, no, I can't share that one.
Share the photo.
It's a Melissa photo. I can't share. Yeah,
I've seen all the ones
my wife
takes.
Put it on Instagram.
I can't.
Let's not.
I can't. No.
Let's not.
Nope. Next. So Tartarus Ordnance.
She reenacted that tranny butthole pic.
Hey, now for this, you've got to dump Tartarus Ordnance all for interrupting this sponsor. You've got to go home, dump Tartarus all over, and put a photo up of it and say, "Dear Tartarus, I'm sorry for fucking up this sponsor.
I'm sorry for fucking up the sponsor. I apologize, but you know, if someone gets in my shit when I'm sexting, I wish a motherfucker would.
Yes.
And I'm dropping.
Don't get in my shit when I'm sexting.
I'm dropping more lead than a fucking iron factory. That's iron.
Is that
that's
real?
Not lead.
I don't.
That's not a thing.
A
I'm stupid.
I love it though.
I don't know
it.
Metals.
Let's
drop metal on shit.
I haven't sexted in a long time.
So go to TartarusOrdnance.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of every single order. Big fans, huge fans of Tartarus. And look, if you're blowing people away, if you're on the range, take a little Warfighter tobacco with you.
Yeah.
They got the finest cigars in the lands. Well, not this land, but from Dominican Republic.
Right.
Let's face it, we can't make cigars like them. They're made from Cuban seeds. Because real men smoke cigars, they don't smoke hookahs, and they are 100% combat veteran owned. Sign up for their newsletter.
That's some
type
gangster
in the promo
shit.
Code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off every order. They're making a signature cigar for you, aren't they, Rocco?
Yeah, they are, man. I'm excited. I don't know why, but I appreciate it. I tell you what. So I'm excited.
Hey, because you deserve it, Rocco.
Yeah,
you're a
you
champion.
Deserve. You deserve it. You deserve to have something thick and long in your mouth.
Yeah.
You're the
left cross
on his
me right
cycles.
Then. I was kidding.
You're the rock on his off cycles is what you are.
That's me. That's funny.
Yeah, you could beat the Rock up, though. He might have better abs, but you can beat him up.
Yeah, I guarantee I could whoop his ass.
Yeah. So take that, Rock.
Yeah. And next, we got a fan fave. We got one of the greatest pieces of literature ever to grace this green earth that we call life. Dearly beloved, it's At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. It's a romance novel for man. It's the funniest book ever written. Yes. Get on the horse. Get this book. Read it. Love, live, laugh. If you're going to Indy on a spiritual journey, take it with you. It will help you seek clarity in your life. The funniest book ever written. It's available on Amazon, Audible, everywhere. I narrate that shit. I wrote that shit. It's the best goddamn thing you'll ever read in your entire life.
Last but not least, I came on the top of Mount Rainier reading that.
You did. When you were reading it, you started coming on Mount Rainier and you started crying.
Right. So I call it a soft cum, where I'm actually not touching my penis. I'm just reading the book and I ejaculate.
And it's a soft cum?
It's a soft cum because I'm not really making it hard. I'm mentally making it hard, so it's kind of like a soft cum.
I have a bad taste in my mouth for it because after I read it, I fucked dudes for a month.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, it's just, it gave you, it just really made you want dudes, like, after the book.
No, I did a dick fart. I had a dick fart.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that, those don't that smell, sounds painful. They don't smell they like smell. Shit. They smell like it's cum.
Yeah, so it's a cum fart. Yeah.
Those are a lot better.
But if you accidentally, block them, though, that's very painful in the middle.
I imagine.
It builds up pressure.
I used to get my fingers stuck in there a lot.
what's embarrassing is, try to explain that to a girl, like, no, that's not an ass fart, it's a dick fart, it's fine.
It's like a queef, it's a male queef.
It's fine, it's not going to smell.
Yeah.
It's more like this.
It's more like romantic. Well,
you stick fingers in it. That's why yours is so loose.
If my penis had a tongue, it would sound just like that. Yes.
No, mine vibrates. It's like a.
No,
tickles.
Yeah, mine's real loose because I put a lot of weird shit in there.
Once you dick fart, you have to itch the tip. Just like, oh, that tickled a little.
Ross, save us.
I don't know if I can. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I just let you go. Sometimes you got to let the baby grow up on its own. You know. We got one last one, and it's look, it's a goodie. It's blackriflecoffee.com. It's a little man named Evan Hafer runs the joints.
He's not
he's got a ship shape operation there. He makes it out of his bathtub.
That's not true, but
it's kind of like Ledslinger's whiskey. Bathtub.
I will say
right in the bathtub,
if you drink Ledslinger's whiskey and Black Rifle at the same time, it is the most amazing concoction you'll ever have.
Really?
It's literally like
Theodore Roosevelt, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln coming in your mouth at the same time.
Just type in the promo code drinking bros.
Female grizzly bear is riding your dick.
20% off of every order.
I'm glad you said female.
Are we just making this episode weird? We should just go weird. This should be the weird episode.
I'm down. We've got to
try and go weird.
Let's go weird. We got a guest, Ross. We've got Mr. Matthew. We won't say his last name to protect his identity, but he is my one and only brother-in-law.
What kind of identity does he need to be protected of, by the way?
You never know. You never know. Pull that mic up to you and say hi.
Hi, Ross.
Man, that's real low. I'm gonna be honest with you. We've had some guests on before. And if you're not a chatty motherfucker,
project your voice. Use your voice.
Louder.
Hi, Ross.
Yeah.
Hi, Ross.
There we go. There it is.
How are you guys doing?
That's my radio voice. That's a little too weird.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's perfect.
You're not supposed to have that in your mouth. You know that.
Right? Did you tell him to sit on that, or is he just sitting on it?
I think he did that on his own. He knew what he was coming to.
Did you just decide to sit on that?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Oh, God.
I said it was going to be a weird episode.
Cool. I'm down. Let's make this weird.
He's got the hard hat on? I mean, shit's ready.
And he took his pants off.
Take your pants off.
Take your fucking pants off.
People are still mad that isn't available.
I know. I'll put it on iTunes.
Sorry.
Yeah. You got to put it on iTunes. A bunch of people have asked for that.
So what are we talking about today? I don't even know. Let's just shoot from the hip.
Real quick, I forgot to mention that wearkennedy.com, free shipping over every order above $10. So that's a nice little thing. 10% off using the promo code Drinking Bros.
Fuck yeah.
And with that,
Kennedy
didn't pay to
get carted around. He didn't pay.
Welcome to the show. The government paid for it. The government paid for it.
We're just all
the question is did the government pay for that round of ammunition?
Oh. Hashtag conspiracy theory.
So do we want to talk a little bit about that?
No.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I would love to. Let's dive in. Yeah. Matt, you touched on it one episode a long time ago about Kennedy, and you were like, dude, there's a lot of shit back in the day with the Secret Service and the FBI that you could never get away with today, and you think there was another theory, correct?
I mean, I don't necessarily think another theory, but yeah, back there, that was fucking guerrilla shit. Like, if someone in the administration wanted you out or a political agenda, it's not like, you know, social media day where everybody's got a phone. You can just start killing motherfuckers, you know?
Here's something to think about, Ross. Like, and this is just something to get everybody kind of thinking. Like, the last true assassination, like real assassination attempt, was fucking Reagan.
Yep.
Reagan,
we talked about this a little bit.
It's like you've had enough presidents up to this point piss a lot of people off. I mean, even Obama, like the hillbillies and racist people.
I thought
people,
he was going to get, like, there were plenty of attempts.
But now you start to realize even fucking racist hillbillies and stuff like that don't have the fucking guts to try it. But back in the fucking 50s and 60s and fucking 70s and 80s, people were doing it. Doesn't make sense.
Well, dude.
It's like, that might have been back when.
I was with one of your buddies in Dallas.
Yeah.
And
one of my buddies.
Yes. Yes.
A Dallas
AJ.
Buddy. Oh, yeah.
And he is a shooter. You know, he does some precision shooting. And he was like, we had this whole lunch, and he's talking, he goes, I've been to that location. I've taken several other shooters there, and we've kind of mapped it out, the timing. And he goes, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. And I guess there's a mark on the floor where he was shot, where the first round went off, I think, or something like that. And he talked about the timing. He was explaining to me. He goes, yeah, man, I got to take you there one day, and we'll go over it. And you'll see that the shots doesn't make sense coming from one dude from that location up top. But down on the ground, it would make more sense.
Hmm. But the thing was, is if you look at some of the things that were going on at that time period, it makes sense. A lot of people were in disagreements. You know, Kennedy put the kibosh on Northwoods. Look up Northwoods.
Here's my thing, Jared. They did a reenactment on the History Channel with the real car, a replica, his head, a shot, the entire angle where he was, all of it, and they said there was one shooter. And,
cool.
And, it was one of those Mythbusters reenactments.
Ross? Guess what, Ross? The History Channel is owned by a fucking private business. Private business that can be bought. Like, you can't trust any of that bullshit because it's just like the fucking news agencies. They're fucking private businesses.
What do you think,
which
Matt?
Which means...
I want to hear Matt, your brother.
Get up in on
come
that
on,
mic.
Jump
though.
In on
it. You got to get close to the mic.
What do I personally think?
Yes,
I think it
of course.
Had to be more than one person.
Really talk into that microphone, Matt. I really can't stress that enough.
You got to get louder.
He's good, Ross, on audio levels on our side. It's just hard since you're on the phone to hear us over here.
Definitely think it was more than one person. You know, Rocco was saying it doesn't make sense how one person from one location can shoot, you know, over a period of distance, you know, that, you know, quickly.
I would have slapped that motherfucker with my Glock. Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, it's crazy.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, we have it on video, but, like, it's, you know, choppy. And
I'll tell you this much right here. 2006, like around the 2006 time frame, when the whole armor war happened.
Yeah.
And Dragonskin, Dateline did an hour-long special on Dragonskin about how it's a far superior than everything, yet it's not getting issued, and they were selling it to private soldiers.
Right.
They paid for that. They paid for a special.
I guarantee.
So to come out and say, well, the History Channel did this, it's like, cool.
Well, here's the question. So
it's propaganda.
So they blame it on Lee Harvey Oswald, and then he ends up getting assassinated as well by Jack Rudy.
That's the shady
part.
Right?
Yeah. So then it's like, so then you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. Why would anyone want to assassinate him?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Like, well, because he fucking can speak. You know?
Exactly.
And so then you start getting like, why the fuck? And it gets confusing as fuck.
Exactly.
Because who is Jack Rudy, right? And it's just the whole thing is weird.
Yeah, that's the one part I think that stands out the most because that's a perfect example of like, hey, I'll give your family fucking X amount of dollars if you execute this person, no questions asked. And most people who are motivated by money or poverty,
Ross, you
they
need
will
to look,
do it.
You need to look up Operation Northwoods. It became unclassified in
1997. I thought we were
going to
get weird, not get fucking crazy.
I'm just saying.
Hey, we started out here. Let's get weird now.
We started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Now we're here. Yeah. Look, explain it to the audience what that is, because I did look it up after you told me about it personally.
Yeah. I mean,
explain it to the audience for those who don't know.
This was a big deal. So essentially, the United States, well, our administration was looking for, like, at that point, we're post-World War II. We're now entering the Cuban Missile Crisis is going on. And how do we justify public opinion to invade Cuba? To justify... You know, we had the Bay of Pigs had happened and failed. And now it was like, okay, we tried to do this secretly. We tried to do it with a guerrilla force. We tried to do it without our attachment. How do we fuck Cuba up and get everybody behind it in America? So Northwoods was an agency, CIA document that outlined a series of, I want to say, like 19 different plans. And some of them were, let's frame Cuba conducting a terroristic act against or an act of war against America, which would then sway public opinion to invade Cuba and attack Cuba and solve this fucking missile crisis. And Kennedy shot that down outright, said, Get rid of it. This is fucking, this is ludicrous. I mean, one of those plans was painting a fighter jet like a Cuban fighter jet and shooting down a passenger plane.
Mm.
Jesus.
Wow.
Dude, read this.
Is it that goes deep. Is there a book? Why is there no movie on this, by the way?
It's one of those things, man. It's like,
there's some shady shit that goes on. We've touched on this before, man.
It all depends on how much you want to risk, Ross. Like, you want
all of it. I want to push it all into the table. I want to risk it all, Jared.
Like imagine you start digging to do like a documentary on something or something, and then weird people start showing up around your house. Weird cars are watching you.
Yeah, your pets start disappearing.
Yeah, someone just bumps into you at the grocery store and says, "Hey, you should cut it out if you like your wife and kids."
Cut what out? You know, and then walks off.
You know,
shit,
and then just walks away.
I miss that. I miss that old school fucking hard ass tactic shit. I don't know if that exists today, though, Jared. I don't know if that exists.
No, that's why.
A microcosm version of
this
it does.
Why,
yeah.
This is why I firmly believe that a lot of those 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s things were inside jobs, because that is when we were still doing fucking ballsy shit.
Fuck it. Do it.
Yeah. It was like, fuck it. And now we've gotten to that point of political correctness. We've gotten to that point of bureaucracy.
Well, technology, too.
Technology.
I mean, yeah.
So whatever you do, instantaneously, everyone knows about
it.
Exactly.
And you can never have... And this is why I discredit a lot of the 9/11 conspirators. Is, number one, no one's talked. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
If we had to pull that job off, how many people would be involved? Hundreds?
Yeah.
Hundreds of people, and not one person came forward and said, "I have the answer, and I'm going to write the first book about it." Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Number two, anybody that's worked in a government capacity knows that they would fuck it up a million times before it fucking worked. Like, if anybody knew the government, we probably started the 9/11 shit in 1994, and we just fucked it up until 2001. We figured it out. We just kept fucking it up. Oh, they forgot the explosives.
You have a macabre sense of humor right there. That's dark. That is dark.
I'm just saying. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, I understand the point you're making. Absolutely.
Yes. Any time the government has been in charge of something major, when did we come out completely successful? Case in point, ISIS.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, look, hey, Jared, they might have gotten the technology right today. I heard MIT solved the 3D technology, so you don't need glasses anymore. So
wait,
you have that, Jared.
Yeah, what?
You can sit anywhere in the theater and get the exact same experience from people in the first row to the back row.
Without glasses?
Shut the fuck up.
True.
Without glasses.
Without glasses.
By the way, this is our most up-to-date technology guru.
Yeah, so you're telling me that I can sit there without glasses, and however they filmed it or whatever, some weird ass shit, it's gonna pop out the screen and fuck with me.
Yeah, and whatever
the question is, do you want that though?
Yes.
Why not?
For me personally, there's shit that I don't like. I don't want to watch like a sporting match in fucking 3D. I just have
no
desire.
No. I think it's dependent on
the
content.
You have to get the bitch seat, like where you're like standing, like staring straight at the screen 3 feet away from it. You want to have the exact same experience.
Yeah, but he's saying it depends on what the content of the film is. Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch fucking baseball or fucking football.
No.
We're talking Avatar.
But
yeah, I want to watch that bitch
in
fucking
3D. You'll have the ability, though, Matt, to watch that like
I don't know. I'm good.
The only reason I don't pay for the 3D is because, one, the glasses make my fucking head kind of like spin, right? It's just uncomfortable. Two, they're fucking expensive, so fuck that. That's why I was like, I'd rather go to the regular showing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Ross. Like, I've always wondered what the next step was for TVs. You know, we had HD. We got Ultra HD. You know, 6K will soon become a household thing in about two more
years. Yeah, hey, by the way, Jared, I got a thing in my inbox from Best Buy. It was a fire sale on 4K TVs. So the next thing is definitely coming out, whatever that's going to be.
Yeah, it's 6K, man.
What the fuck, dude? Four was too much. I have four, it's too much. I can see people's makeup and pores.
Well, you know, exactly. Your eye caps out at a point. I mean, 4K is good at an editor perspective because, you know, we can punch in on a single camera. We can crop and still maintain 1080p, which is nice from like a film perspective. But like watching it, I don't really see a difference from, you know, 1080 up. I mean, 4K a little bit, you can see heightened definition, but whatever.
Unless, and it's only really
I watched a Tom Cruise movie at Jared's house, and I could see his makeup on his skin.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's.
I didn't
want to
see. Like, it's too much
it.
For me. I don't want to see that.
HD,
it takes me out of
even,
it.
Even HD ruins it. Like to a point. Like you can't hide certain things. Yeah, you start to see makeup. You start to see.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to be wrapped up in the world. I like that warm film look from the 80s. Like that. That was like. That's like seeing a movie to me, or what Tarantino did. Like that was
when
dope
they were filming
shit.
Back then too. Like they could be like, oh, everything's not perfect. It's going to be blurry on the screen.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Now everything has to be perfect.
It's like, oh shit. Yeah. So, hey, you know what? I just watched Hateful Eight, by the way.
Oh, what'd you think? I love that movie,
dude. I thought it was great. I thought it was great because number one, Tarantino is the only fucking person in the world that can suck you in for 2.5 hours to a single room of people talking.
Hey, Jared, I'm going to boost that. Try 3 hours and 15 minutes.
I know. It's long.
Did anyone see it in
so
7mm with the break? I saw it.
You saw it in 7mm?
7mm, and it had it was like an hour and a half, and then you had a 15-minute break. And then
it had an intermission, right?
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it had an intermission. I saw that in L.A. I saw the 70mm version, too. They also had a score playing before the movie started that was fucking badass.
Yeah, it was just music. It was like kind of animated a little bit, like one whole score from the movie.
Just like the old movies, it was fucking phenomenal.
I feel like Ross and Matt are slowly becoming best friends
right here,
you know?
Yeah, you and Matt.
You guys should be inside each other.
I'm not opposed to it, you know.
You know
honestly,
who I want
to. You have a few drinks. Let's figure shit out.
Who I want to give props to in that movie is the costume designer, the outfits in that, the colors in it, because he was using the Panavision fucking 70. Like every shot was fucking beautiful, and I knew Samuel L. Jackson had that mustard and that red. Like it was fucking good looking.
Yeah, I loved it. It didn't do that well, though.
I felt cold when I was watching it. Like, there's some shots where you feel cold.
Yeah.
Like, you could see the frost and everything.
It's got great development. It's got great... If there's one thing Tarantino knows how to do is fucking dialogue, man. I mean, that's what I was explaining. I was watching it with my buddy that had come in for the weekend, and I was like, you notice this entire movie is shot in three locations. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the interior of a fucking
carriage,
the exterior of this cabin, and the interior of the cabin. Like, he shot an entire movie in three little locations.
Yeah.
And it was 3 hours long. And you were on the edge of your seat all three
every,
hours.
Every single second of that film.
Oh,
that's what
God.
I thought was incredible. I think it was too much for – I think for most normal people, it was too much. I think that's why it didn't do well. I think 3 hours and 15 minutes is –
That's a long time for attention span, dude.
The movie was shorter if you didn't see it in 70mm, right? But was it by a lot or
– I don't know. I don't know what
70mm added like a half an hour to the movie.
Yeah.
So imagine
I don't
that.
Know.
Like,
I don't
half,
know what it is.
There's a half an hour of stuff you didn't see.
Because I watched it on the TV here. But, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it. But, that again, like, I watch films differently. So it's like I'm more like, God, man, he is good. He is a good writer. He's shooting this great. The DP is great. The costume designer.
You know what's funny
doing.
About that shit? When Kit Cope, if anybody knows who Kit Cope is, he's a close friend of ours. He's a, what, three-time world-time Muay Thai champion?
Yes.
The guy's a fucking badass. But he texted us on group, yesterday?
Yeah.
And it was a stop-motion thing he did about shaving his beard. And it was fucking awesome. It was all Legos. And, like, the dump truck would move the beard. And then these samurai Legos would come in and slice his beard. It was about a minute and a half, and we all watched it, and all our responses off the front were like, oh fuck shit. This that took so long. I mean, it took him I think like a week to get all
probably.
Of that shit together. And instead of like complimenting like the artistic ability that he did, it was just more like, oh dude, that the editing
bro.
Of that must have been brutal.
Dude, that was a monster.
Imagine how many hours that took,
dude.
What do you think, 3-4? Each little spot.
Well, you had to map it out first.
Dude, that took a few days.
Yeah, just filming it takes like a whole day. Just moving it, stopping, clicking.
Fucking
nuts.
They had things flying.
Each one, so he was hanging from strings. Like, I hope that goes viral because that's fucking amazing.
He posted it today. We should help.
Yeah, we should.
Share the fuck.
Where's it at?
It's on his page. Keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll check that out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Post that, will you? That'd be awesome. I'd like.
Yeah. If you don't know, And Kit Cope's a fucking. He's a badass and a really nice, humble guy. I mean, for the position he's in, he could be an asshole, but he's. He's awesome, and he's getting married in August, and
we
will be at his wedding.
We're going.
Where's the wedding at?
Vegas. He lives in Vegas.
Nice.
Yeah.
At least you're not going to some buttfuck little town in USAville, you know?
Like El Paso? What? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Hey, Jared, I know you're a huge movie fan. I took my son. He watched his first full live, like, action movie outside, like, at a real, like, theater this weekend. It was called The Good Dinosaur. I'd never seen it before. I'd never even heard of it.
I hated that movie with a passion. I have a 3-year-old daughter.
It's a child's movie about a dinosaur, so I don't know how you could hate it, you know?
Why'd you hate it, Matt? Closer to the mic.
Get up here.
It's a very beautiful-looking film. It's probably the best animated film I've ever seen. It looks awesome. Like, when the cartoon dinosaur is in the screen, you're like, wow, this is a picture. But when the cartoon dinosaur comes in, you're like, oh, it's an animated film. The story's just awful. And there's a random drug use scene in the middle of it, which I have a 3-year-old daughter. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, he's very happy right
now.
Yeah,
he snorts the powder for energy.
He's drinking Strike
There's
Force.
A scene where he like eats mushrooms or something and he goes on a trip, like a Jimi Hendrix trip.
What the fuck?
And it's just a generic animated story where like this looks beautiful.
What'd you think, Ross?
I thought it was a child's movie. So, you know, I'm not going to dig too deep into what the hidden meaning was of life in it. But I enjoyed it for what it was. It made me think of, like, the first movie I remember as a kid, because I don't know what he's going to remember, if he liked it or not. I enjoyed it overall. Again, it's a child's movie. There is no child's movie yet that has gotten me to where I'm like, oh my god, I
have one,
dude. I'll tell you right now,
How to Train a Dragon,
bro. Yeah,
talk
that's what
right
I'm
there
asking.
With you.
I fucking love that
talk
movie.
Talk about destroy a motherfucker, dude.
Yeah,
yes.
I almost, you know, tears.
Yes,
yeah, dude.
Wait, how to Train Your Dragon, Ross. How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train a Dragon.
Really, it's that good.
Yeah, it's really good,
dude. So I'll tell you, Richard Ryan, who is a close friend of ours, blah blah blah. He's awesome
blah blah
dude.
Blah. He's a big dick.
Richard. He's a YouTube celebrity, yada yada, and we're close friends. So I came out in Nashville and visit him, and Richard's like the nicest guy ever. And he's like, man, you got to watch How to Train a Dragon. And I was like, fuck this. This is gonna be stupid as shit. He put that motherfucker on halfway through it. I was like, fucking hugging Mel and just like, oh yeah, keep it going. And to the point where we even watched number two after number one. I was fucking about it. When there's a part number two, I was like, yeah. Oh god, so, why'd you do that? Why did you do that?
I've got a different one. I think this movie should have won fucking awards.
Here it comes.
No, it was Inside Out.
Oh, hey, so
it was, dude, a good movie.
Inside Out probably the most creative fucking thing I've ever seen.
Do you know anything about this movie?
Have you seen How to Train a Dragon, though?
Not yet.
You better watch that.
Inside Out basically takes place in the head of a child, like her thoughts. So she has fear, anger, envy, and you're seeing her life from the emotions.
The control room.
Yeah, the control room of her brain. Like, I'm sad. I have a little character that's sadness. And you're following
her. And she takes over. Like, she pushes everything.
Ross, we got goddamn Rotten Tomatoes over here.
Dude,
telling
you.
I see a lot of movies.
Ross, if you haven't seen it.
Was good. Yeah, Rocco was
a
friend or something.
He's
the worst actor
over there. A real Gene Siskel.
That comment?
Yeah. Ross, if you haven't seen Inside Out, you got to see it and judge it on a writer's perspective.
You know what's funny, Jared? Hey,
what?
God's honest truth. We're going to see it Sunday night. There's this thing in Carolina Beach where they have movies on the lake. That's the movie that's playing this Sunday night.
Dude,
so I
want to hear your review from a writer's perspective.
Because the story is very original.
The story is probably one of the most original ideas I've ever seen.
Like, yeah, and hey, because I will say this from an animated perspective. I've written a few animated scripts. I've been hired to write them. They don't really, the producers, the studios, they don't really care as long as you get huge celebrities and like the animals are cool or, you know, whatever your hook is. Recently, though, with Inside Out and some of the others, they seem to be caring more about like, hey, if we have a great message and it's fucking rad. What was the other one that won a couple years ago?
Dude,
that was
Inside Out is insane,
dude.
Like,
but
that, even in an adult
still,
perspective,
fucking How to Train a Dragon, same thing. There's like amputee references where I won't give away the story plot line where like. Essentially, it's talking about an amputee and how they overcome their injuries and like bond with a common culture.
Yeah,
you're like, brutal. Fuck,
it deals
dude.
With death. In,
really,
in a kids movie.
Yeah,
dude, it's emotional as fuck, bro.
Like from a kid's perspective, you'd be like,
dude,
this is fun.
I was a big fan of Pete's Dragon. You know,
No, dude. Like, honestly, wait, Ross, hey, watch...
Jared, they remade Pete's Dragon. That's coming
You're
out soon.
Shitting,
yeah, it's coming
me.
Out this summer.
Oh, thinking fuck late, no. Late
Robert
did they
Redford's
get a fucking
in.
Redhead?
Robert Redford's in it.
Oh,
they,
shit.
Did they get a redhead lead? Little redhead lead?
I don't think there's been a full trailer yet for it, so really? I really don't know.
Yeah, yeah, oh, there's wow. a trailer. I just saw it. They just did a press conference for it. Robert Redford's in it. There's a pretty famous woman and then this kid. But he looks pretty – it's close. Like, he looks close.
That's funny, dude. That's going
to
be exciting because, like, Pete's Dragon, fucking.
I saw the trailer. It looked pretty goddamn good. Like, I you know, again, I'm not too rah rah on kids' movies.
I would watch these Pete's Dragon.
Did you just go full Lady Gaga on us? Rah rah. Ooh rah.
Rah rah. She's back on the market, Matt. You can have your shot. You can
I know. I will throw a baby
her
in that bitch.
Her name's Stephanie, right?
Yeah, Stephanie.
Stephanie
yeah.
Germanata.
Oh, yum. Let's see if she's on Tinder, dog.
We should.
Dude, she's way too. Got verified, she's way
they
too
got
hippie
verified
for me.
Tinder now. You need to get verified Tinder.
No.
Verified
Tinder. Yeah, verified Tinder now.
Can you get verified
Tinder?
You
get the, blue,
up.
You get the blue dot. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what up, girl? This dick real.
They don't even
is
know.
That the campaign?
She's
yo,
like,
this dick real.
Like, I don't know if this guy's a celebrity, but he's verified. So, I mean, fuck it. I'm in.
Yo, this dick real. Stephanie.
Hey, we got a friend Stephanie. Of ours who's in a who's dating somebody higher up in government. They met on Tinder. So,
oh
right?
man, do we? Yeah, yeah, we can't talk.
Yo,
about
I'll put
it.
Your,
we can't say
no,
who
can't,
it is. But
can't.
I was like,
yeah, legit.
And he
yeah,
goes, he literally goes, dude, I can't believe I met this girl on Tinder. And I was like, wait, what? Yeah. Super shocking. She's
my friend
really high up.
Yeah, what? You're in a group message with all of us, weirdo. Yeah.
Oh,
how'd you miss that?
I would call.
I'm drunk. I'm drunk a lot. I'm sorry.
I'm in a group.
I would try it for Lady Gaga to say her name while she's deep throating my dick. So like, Gaga, you know, it's like Gaga. You better hum
That's
Bad
mean.
Romance with my dick in
That's
your throat.
It. Lady Gaga's rich. She doesn't suck dick.
Oh, but if she's dating
she's
me,
rich.
She is. If I don't
she's
care,
she's rich. She doesn't suck dick.
The rich ones suck the best dick.
Actually, they probably do.
No, I know they do.
They
I know they
it.
Do.
They love it.
Well, hey, we're all universally for Lady Gaga. Like, we think Lady Gaga's hot, right? Across the board.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. When she came out with my poker stick or whatever, that was dope.
Here's
I'm
the thing.
My poker
if said,
stick?
If
Is
you
this
said,
called a poker stick?
I don't know what it was.
If
my
you
poker
said.
Face?
No, there's shut up. There's one song where she talks about like her candy stick or some shit. I mix the songs. Wow,
my
got
candy
Ross.
Stick.
Whatever. She'd probably be hotter if she had a dick, you know, because she looks like a dude.
Dude,
wearing meat
I
skirts
get
and shit.
I down on Lady Gaga, dude.
How are
she's,
you vegetarian and you wear a meat
if you,
skirt?
If
you
told
fucking
me,
idiot.
If you told me I had to choose between Gaga or Yolandi Fasser, I would choose Yolandi.
I don't know who that is.
Who's Yolandi?
Who is that?
Yolandi?
D'Antwood.
Oh,
dude. The answer.
Oh, God, yeah, dude.
Oh, wow, wow. That's
Yolandi.
A whole set of different conversations.
I watch like that movie but all the time.
Yeah, but you know what? Yolandi attacks Gaga a lot because she thinks she's full of shit.
Right, so Gaga is the girl that wake up and like, I'm really trying to harness my art, where Yolandi would be up at 7 in the morning like, you need to tie me up, fuck me in the ass, and call
like,
me so whatever. You're like,
shit.
Oh, God.
Hey, butt fuck me, and then we're going to the golf course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a normal Wednesday.
Just a normal Wednesday for Yolandi.
Yeah, I need a new. I need
way,
a new lamp. But you're
die,
in a butt fuck
shove,
that.
Shove my underwear in my mouth, butt fuck me, and we're going to the fucking country
and,
club.
And then we're going to Lowe's.
Yeah,
we're going to Lowe's.
They have free fucking
she,
ice cream.
She is rad.
We're going to Lowe's. I need some
she
Edison.
She's so
lights.
Rad, man. Like, right? And you know what's funny is
what's her story,
I
though,
say,
Jared? What's her story,
dude? I want to say about a month ago. This video was released, this raw video. It was the first time I'd ever seen a raw video of Ninja and Yolandi together, where Ninja was talking about how Kanye West invited him to his house. And Ninja
dude, I saw that
about,
video. I
and,
saw
and
that.
And Ninja, dude, you see how normal Ninja and Yolandi are.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're in the bathroom, and he's like, look, man, Kanye's fucking weird, bro. He asked me if I like bread pudding.
Because Kim makes some awesome bread
goes,
pudding.
I'm not here for bread pudding. You asked if you want me to be on a on a track with you. I'm here to talk about tracks, and you know, you're asking me if you want bread pudding.
Hey, before you go, because we got a little off track. So Jared's talking about Die Antwood, which is an
Antwood. The answer.
Yeah, what country are they
from? The answer, South Africa.
South Africa. They're like, they came out with like, "Go Ninja, Go." It went viral early on. They're a rap group. It's they're brother
and sister,
correct?
All their videos went viral.
No,
every
but,
video they
yeah,
have.
But they have a child together.
They're, but so that's what he's talking about. They're kind of this underground.
Antwood.
They're in a movie too, Zone, or the robot
called
one.
Chappie. They're not underground,
which is an emotional aspect.
These guys,
no, they started underground.
These guys have
but they're,
made
they're,
yeah,
pu-
now
they're
now
pop culture.
Millions
they're pop
of
culture
dollars.
Now, yeah. But they're dope.
Is,
and the girl,
is Chappie that good? I'll watch that shit tonight,
dude. Dude, that shit.
Are you
so
kidding?
Fucking
Chappie
good.
Was fucking.
Chappie
great.
Was good.
It,
Chappie
it
was
got
good.
Me emotional.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely.
Several scenes,
dude. They killed it. They killed it, and they had a hand in writing it too.
Yeah. Because like, Chappie, it's weird, dude. It's like it's a robot thing, very like I Am Legend, but like way more emotional, where you see the robot develop like human traits, emotion. It becomes self-aware, and it's like, well, why does hate exist? And it can't like compute why the world's – it's a pretty dope
Ross,
fucking film, man.
By the way, I am endlessly fascinated by them. They've had a million offers in Hollywood. They've only taken – very, very tiny things.
We need to link up with them.
Oh, we already they've received our letter, yeah. By the way, and they liked it. And we will see if we're gonna meet them first week of September.
Yeah,
they're
coming. Where at?
They're
coming
Jared.
To
El Paso.
They're coming to El Paso. I sent both Yolandi and Ninja a letter, and they got it. Like, I got confirmation
if
from
they,
the people.
Right, if
that
they come, if they come on the show, I'll fly out because those motherfuckers are amazing.
Dude,
amazing.
Here's the thing: they have received some of the biggest offers ever. Like, Interscope
ever.
Literally
yep.
said,
ever, yeah.
"We want you." And Ninja's response was, "Well, you guys are trash anyway, so I don't care." Lady
yeah,
Gaga
dude,
asked them to
HBO
go.
HBO had a standing
open, right?
offer with them
yes.
for a TV show. They have never taken it. Like,
I think that they're comfortable enough where, you know, they're popular with what they want it to be. They make enough money.
They don't
want to
change.
They don't want to change.
They don't
want to
change at all.
They don't need
and
more money.
That's why we
they
should be friends. That's like us. Like,
exactly.
It's like we don't want
to
sell
that's,
out.
We don't
like,
need to be bigger.
That's what I wrote in that letter. Yeah. I said, you guys would literally fucking pioneered the fucking fuck you attitude. Right. Like, you know, they Lady Gaga said, literally wrote them a handwritten letter saying, you guys are so fucking dope. I want you to open for me on my fucking tour. Yolandi wrote her back and goes, we would, but you suck.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, literally, that's what she said.
Yeah, she goes, we would, but you're terrible. You're a terrible musician.
No, Lady Gaga is a pretty dope musician. She
she's
can
great.
Sing and play
dude,
well.
Lady Gaga's
still,
she's
great.
But to them.
But, that's, I mean, you know, but I understand because she's very hypocritical. Like, her stances politically, they change, like, the ocean with what pop culture is. So
exactly.
she's not true in herself. And I can see that with... No. Die Antwood,
these
where it's like they believe in their beliefs and they're sticking to
they're
it, which
rad,
I
dude.
Which is dope because I'm wrong quite often, but I believe in what I believe. So
dude,
I'm going
Ross,
with it.
When we get off this podcast, look up the video "Fatty Boom Boom."
Dude,
that
yeah.
is a video against Lady Gaga. Like, Yolandi is
she's
literally
in,
attacking
yes,
Lady Gaga.
There's literally a person playing
yes,
Lady
Gaga.
Gaga in the video.
In "Fatty Boom Boom," it's called
yes,
"Fatty Boom Boom." It takes place in Johannesburg. Like,
yeah,
these guys are fucking great.
And
man.
For the people listening, if you don't know who Die Antwood is, it's D-I-E, right? And then
yes,
Antwood.
Can we close out this podcast with one of their songs?
We should, if you want. But like, I don't know, if,
yeah,
I don't know
yeah,
the legality behind that. But
no, we'll just do
but,
it.
But check them out. It'll be like at first you're like, this is horrible,
and then
about
like,
25
addicted.
Seconds in, you'll be like, you'll be singing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like
and,
you like the music, you'll like the video. The video will bring you in.
The videos are some of the most creative shit I've ever seen in my life. I mean,
and
they,
you want
so
to fuck Yolandi.
What's really cool is they go in and out of English and Afrikaans. Afrikaans is what they speak in South Africa. It's a mixture of Dutch and kind of what they have created down there. And
bring it
but
some
it's
knowledge.
Really cool because Yolandi and Ninja can both rap
really
in
well.
And out of English and another language.
Like,
so it's like,
chicka dumba
like,
toto, what you gonna motherfucking do? You're like, well, how did you? What
you're
the
like,
fuck?
Holy fuck.
Yeah,
like,
dope.
Fuck you, Linnaeus.
Yeah.
That song, it's F-O-K-J-U-I-L-E-N-N-E-S, Fuck You, Linnaeus. That's Fuck You All. And that song is to Interscope Records saying, you need to sign with us. And they made that song and sent it back to him.
Oh, that's so dumb. Jared's, like, wealth of knowledge on weird, eccentric topics
well, dude,
is amazing.
I remember years ago we started watching this guy. He's like, look at this video. And then you were deployed at one point. And I was like, who the fuck are these?
Yeah.
And then I was like, actually, I kind of like it. Yeah. And then you start buying the albums.
My brother, who's like, he's into anime and all this weird shit, he had sent me the Ninja. He's like, this is years ago.
It's
that
called
first
Enter
came
the
out.
Ninja.
Yeah, Enter
is
the
that
Ninja.
Song?
And I watched it. And I was like, this is trash. And then I found myself
playing it again. Yeah, my life is like a video game to maintain when I'm
in the zone. Yeah. I think the viral videos bring people in who like looking at them because they're funny and they haven't been done before.
Yeah.
But then you start listening to the music and you're like, this is catchy. I like this.
Well, it's catchy. And then when you look at really like the culture behind the music, they're insanely talented people, which there's some form
they
of
write
appreciation
really well.
There. Like,
she's attractive.
When you look at like Panda, like that song, like, okay, it's a dope beat. Panda, it's trash. The guy's a fucking idiot. Yeah. Like the
Cookie
lyrics.
Thumper.
Yeah, it's fucking
like,
bullshit.
It's
but
like one sentence of lyrics repeated. And
There's nothing. It stands for absolutely nothing. But like them, like even if you don't really agree with like the music, you're like, oh fuck, like severely talented
Cookie
people,
Thumper,
and I have to appreciate that. Yeah.
Thumper's a good one.
Yes. So it's good shit.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of them. I wish I would pay any amount of money to see their show on HBO. The setup I heard, by the way, was that they wanted it like the guys from Australia. Who was it? Jermaine Clement and Flight of the Conchords. So it was going to be like a day in the life of those two. And the weird shit they do, and then music would be intercut with it.
I don't think they do weird shit. After that video that surfaced about the whole Kanye thing, like, it's not, again, and that's one thing that they've kept true to themselves. By the way, they own all their shit. They self-produce all their music videos. They write and create all their music videos. Like, they have made so much fucking money because no one is in their fucking chain of custody on their creations.
So nobody owns them and they fund all of that stuff themselves? I mean, it's
absolutely
it's amazingly impressive.
They've done it since the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's totally possible. I think, and that's kind of a speech on like entrepreneurship and like kind of what we're trying to do on
like
a smart level.
Guys,
like
before
yeah,
the
like,
movie, even before you
know,
like
no, like, but like for, like take for instance like the music side, like the rap battles, right? I did the first one I shot. I knew Jared, but we weren't really like actively.
What was
looking.
The first one? I don't remember.
It was Army Rangers versus Navy SEAL.
You were supposed to be here, but there was a snowstorm.
Snowstorm, exactly. I got snowed in, so I shot it by myself because I wanted Jared to shoot it. I shot against a backdrop with the flag
in the garage.
And with a shitty ass camera. It was wretched. But that was kind of the growth process of it. And then I linked with Jared, and we kind of slowly upped the production quality to come where like kind of how bitch I operate and where Wubby is. We're like. The way Jared shoots this shit and then the way he edits it and, like, the writing and all that, we're like, fuck, man. Like, it looks legit like a real music video, and that's kind of the funny part of it because there's literally three people behind that. You have – or four. You know, you have, like, the Drinking Bros podcast, Ross, Rocco, myself, and Jared that produce, like, a viral music video. I mean, Bitch I Operate has almost collectively 15 million views. Like, that's a fucking –
That's insane
for like an independently.
Beyonce is doing 26 million in her first like 4 weeks.
Right.
And if we
Beyonce's dropping a million a video though. That's you know.
But like, look at your video. Like, how many people were behind the scenes? Like, it's one guy, and the production quality is amazing. Like,
you really see it's either Jared can shoot this, and then if he's in it, Rocco or I are holding the fucking camera, and it's like, yeah. So, but that's the fun part about it. It's a hustle, and I commend people like Diane Wood that have that ability to say, like, let's independently produce this because
we don't need 100 people.
Your heart's in the music. I don't need some fucking director saying, oh, well, we shouldn't do that shot. It's like, it's kind of fun when we fuck it up a little bit because it brings flavor and it brings personality to the content rather than every scene is exactly perfect. No, like, if you look at our shit, the skits and the music, there's fuck-ups. But that's kind of the fun process with it. We use that as a learning to go forward. But at the end of the day, it's kind of fun because it's like, hey, man, we're still normal dudes just trying to fucking make people laugh.
And that and your audience likes, and that's the audience you want.
Fuck yeah, that's the audience we want. We've got them drinking. Cheers. Cheers. We've got goddamn cheers.
Cheers
to Drinking Bros.
Cheers.
All the way up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of times, Matt, like to that point, like I feel like, you know, like it's just us walking around with our big dumb dicks, just trying to do stuff. You
just
know?
Just dumb dicks, dude. You know, not all of us have a big dick as you, Ross. But
no, I know. It's just, dude. We're just four guys walking around with our big dumb dicks, just trying to figure it out, and just making a little cash in this world to make it all go round, to make it all work.
Yeah, keeping it fun though. Like another thing too is going back to. The last episode about talking about the USO tour where literally fucking guys will walk away and not let the fans take pictures. Like, that's rude as fuck. Especially like these half-wit fucking no-name pieces of shit that go on this fucking tour that are like, ah, oh, no pictures. Well, no one wanted a fucking picture with you anyway, dipshit.
Who was that, like, one? There was one
that's
artist
rude as fuck
at the bar you were with, and he's like, no, no pictures.
I don't remember that. No, no, that was that porn star.
I've met many people like that. I've met Keith Sutherland in New York City. He refused to take a picture with me.
Really?
And I was like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
If I were to ever get that famous, I would understand that, like, it's part of the process. And if I was going into a public area, I have to be willing to do that.
But like, it wasn't even like that. I met him. I met him. We were talking. This is right when, like, the last season of 24 came out. And I was it was late at night. I worked late. I was walking to the bus. He was outside smoking a cigarette, and I said, oh, man, the new season's coming out. And I talked to him like a natural conversation for like 2 minutes. He's a really cool guy. And I said, thanks for talking to me. Do you mind if I get a picture? He goes, no pictures. After we talked, which I kind of understand, but it was like
no, that's
weird.
Gay. That's gay.
It was
gay.
Weird. I was
no,
like, all
that's
right.
Shitty, that's man. If
that's shitty.
Yeah,
that's shitty.
There's no reason why. Like, I'm never going to say, no, I don't want a picture right now. Like, yeah.
That's just weird.
No, I understand
is.
On the
like, there is no, but you're saying if I ever get to this point, like, you've been to you've already reached that point. There's a fucking 600 people in line to take a picture with you at fucking in Djibouti. Like, you're
okay.
Already there.
Okay,
we took 600 goddamn pictures.
This is a long plane ride. Yeah.
Okay. Like,
no,
like, there
photos.
Is. Yeah, there is. And every time, I mean, how many times has some of those guys come back? Took six fucking pictures with us. We still were like, yeah, dude, yeah. We don't care.
But that's
matter.
Why, speaking that point, like, we're already kind of in that position, and I don't mean that in, like, an egotistical way, but, like, we've been placed in those settings where it's like, man, I want to, and we stay till the doors close because, like,
yes.
I don't want, I mean, selfishly, I don't want people to leave and go, man, that guy's a fucking
that guy
douchebag.
Sucks.
I want him to be like, oh, man, those guys
that
are fucking
fun.
Cool. Right, that
yeah.
was fun. That's why we're entertainers. Those are the people that download our podcast, that purchase our movie, that buy our shirts, that buy the coffee, whiskey, fucking books,
and
whatever
and you know,
is going
we saw
on.
Yeah. Ross, we saw all the different kinds of people. Like, people that were like, God, I really want this picture with you. But we also had guys that came up like, hey, man, I'm not really a picture guy, but I fucking love you guys. Can I grab one of these photos?
It's dope.
I'm out.
Yeah,
like,
that's dope.
That's not offensive.
I think it's kind of offensive if you, like, run up to somebody, like, with the camera already out and, like, snap a picture. Like, that might be a little
No.
Don't care.
You don't care?
No, the guys, like, that are quick, dude, like, some of the ones we laugh because they come up real quick and they're just like,
they're like, look,
hey, man, I got to go. Ready? Boom. Thanks for it. Love what you guys do. And they walk. Like, Jared and I always make a joke. And Raga, we're like, that was super efficient. Let's keep the line going. Yeah.
You know, I kind of like just having a conversation with people, too, if they're willing. Like,
yes.
Like, I'll just shoot the shit, like, about what's going on. Like, hey, I'm a big fan. I like this. Like, would you rather someone talk to you or just, like, the picture?
No. So that's something we all pride ourselves on, which for the benefit. Like, when people come up, we're not just like, later, dude. We always try to make it personal. Like, oh, look at this fucking shirt. And, like, to have an interaction where they have a memorable moment. But with
give
that,
certain
people do overextend the stay where they're like, I mean, it happened a few times where there'll be literally a line of 300 people and stuff, and then they're staying there. Hey, man, I gotta ask, whatever happened with your breakup? And you're just like, hey dude, like,
wow,
yeah,
that
like,
was 3 years ago.
Yeah, like, that's 4 years ago. Let's not, and they didn't ask that, okay? If fucking fake fucking tits faggot blondes listening to this podcast, I'm sure she is.
No one cares about you.
No one cares about you. You're a horrible person.
You are.
And you're lucky I didn't release shit, dumbass.
You're fucking lucky I didn't go fucking ate shit.
Wow.
I would.
Wow. It comes out.
I fucking scared Rocco's ex-wife off Facebook.
Yeah.
You think what I would do to you.
That was funny.
So anyways.
Way,
but like, part of the thing is like, so like.
So funny.
Yeah.
By the way, we do our best to talk to everybody that sits there again.
But you know what?
Sometimes the line is long, so we're trying to push them along as well.
People that come up with real engagement, real questions, real everything.
Yeah.
Definitely have the highlight from the ones you get some.
Yeah, you like that. You're looking forward.
Right. Yes.
We look forward
you get
to
some though that will go, God, I love everything. I love this. Thank you guys. Thank you. I love. And it's like, all right, cool. Thank you. But move on to something. Like, tell
me
something
about how you.
Right.
Tell me something. Like, you inspired me to do this. This is what I'm doing.
Right. You know, the ones I hate is the guys that come up and they think it's cool to be like, what's up, bitch? Oh, yeah, you do have a big chin. Yeah. Oh, look at you, fatty. And you're like, all right, bro. Take your fucking picture. Get the fuck on.
That was probably the one negative, and I don't know if we said that in the podcast last time, was the one dude that came up, and he was a nice guy, but he was like, hey, man, so I'm gonna Eiffel Tower you. So like, get down, I'll Eiffel Tower you. Need a photo.
Yeah, and photo. We're like,
and I was like,
no,
yeah, how about
no,
that? No. The fuck you think I am, bitch?
And there was this awkward moment as like, if he thought it was gonna be nice, I'm like, yeah, dude, I'll do pretty much anything because we Eiffel Towered one guy. He was like,
yeah,
he was like, can I get Eiffel Towered? And I was like, yeah, no, done. No, it goes me. I go, oh yeah, for sure, I'll stand behind you. Yeah. I'll pick dudes up, no worries. Yeah, but like, yeah, you're not gonna put me on my knees, dude. Like,
yeah,
I'm a fucking man. Like, yeah, we're not.
That was a movie we wrote, motherfucker.
Yeah,
like today in the gun store.
If you beat me in a fist fight, then maybe. But you're not going to.
The dudes go, they were all whispering and everything, and they were like, you're from Range 15. I was like, yeah. They're like, I told you. They yelled across the thing. They're like, you were smaller in person. I was like, I know. Sorry. I play a fat guy on TV. Now, that's funny. Like,
that's awesome.
It's not,
that's awesome.
It's not dickish.
Yeah, exactly. You're just shooting the shit. It's very natural.
Yeah, there's guys for some reason who think that being a dick is like cool.
Cool.
And it's not.
You have that guy in the red shirt at fucking in fucking 29 Palms.
You're right.
Fucking red shirt,
the guy,
dude.
The guy in the red shirt.
Cool.
Oh, no,
cool,
I remember.
And he thought he was getting way too like.
I don't know this story.
Right, so the guy in 29 Palms, we went there to do a show.
I had a female friend in a company, and he thought it was really cool to try to ask her out on a date. And I was like, hey, dude, you're good. And he goes, I'm talking over here. And I was like, oh. And we had this whole line of Marines, and all of them start chatting like, Matt's gonna kill you.
Like, if there was no one else there, we would have beat the life out of the kid.
Because I'm just talking over here. I'm talking. Oh, are you?
Well, no, I wasn't in the position, you know, like, I'm not with this person, but I'm, like, protective because it's a friend. And it wasn't like I'm you know, dating or anything like that. Like, if that was Melissa, I would have been like, head kick, bitch! Like, shut
boom,
the fuck up,
right,
you know.
In the ear.
But like, it's a close friend of mine, so I was like, hey, man, like. And then the whole time, it was just I hate that.
Smartass. You know what? You know what we do? Smartass and thinking he was tough, and it's like,
but that's not.
I've got
a
solution.
That's a very small,
yeah, very small,
very, very small. Small. No, dude, the overall aura. Generally speaking, 99% of the time, I love every single
new solution.
We have.
Very respectful.
We have a guy like that now. If all three of us are,
you bring boxing gloves.
No. If Ross is there. The solution is, when a guy gets fucking fresh like that, you just go, cool, dude, go and bend down behind him and I'll push him over you. And we'll be like, whoa!
Is this like 1990s?
Yeah,
like,
and then we get
come
sued.
To the playground, bitch.
Fuck it.
It's just push him there's over. Very few of those guys, man. Most guys are very respectful.
Yeah, absolutely. Really
cool. Like, I mean, we did, yeah, we had one dude on the tour that literally was like, hey, man, I need to know about the breakup. And it's like,
fuck off.
You're weird.
Yeah, fuck off.
Why?
Weirdo.
Why do you need to know that? Like, why is that something you're thinking
why
about?
Why is everyone hung up on that? Like,
I don't know.
Is that
dude.
The only thing you can think of on the top? Exactly.
Because
like, maybe she's dating him.
Yeah, no. Well, no, okay. Yeah, no.
It was so long ago. Why do people
I also
bring it
think
up
it
now?
Comes down to like a little personality, like defects where they don't know what to say. They want. I think some guys have it in their head that they want to be memorable when they speak. So they try and do something that like, oh, I'm gonna make him remember this, or I'm gonna do something.
I think that within reason. I think a lot of that too. It's like, like you said too. That person has a lot of talents in my life, and I think because I was so quiet about the way it ended, and I didn't do anything, and that was, you know, kind of day one with what I'd started as far as content. Like, people,
they want closure.
They
man.
Want they want some closure, weirdos. And I think some like the 90% of the people are like, that's awesome, you took the high road. But I think certain people want to get that aggression out of me, and I'm like, at this point in my life, there's no point. Like, you know, Jared and I had developed a thing early on where we're like, we could have crushed the souls and the family members of all these people, and it's like, why? I don't want to be a hateful person. Let's high five and
no,
walk
we're
away.
Cool.
It's called a breakup. Everybody has one. Let's not be malicious and
don't think. Yeah.
And
if you're on the other side of that, getting fucking info. It's a fucking scorn bitch talking, running her mouth. Like,
yeah, well, that doesn't matter. And
you've
this,
always
dude,
been
at
there.
This point in my life, I mean, I don't want to make too much public, but you know, people have reached out to Mel's family, Melissa, her friends, and just to really try to slander our relationship and name. And thank God, Melissa's comfortable in what we've in our relationship, and she knows me as who I am and in my character. So, but it's pretty ill for people to the extent they'll go to try to break someone down, and it's unfortunate. So if people are guys, if you're out there in like relationships or whatever, and you go, just walk away and high five, man. Being a hateful person doesn't do anything other than sacrifice
another
your own
that's
happiness,
the old
man.
Saying, you know, you never want to burn. I mean, you never want to. Why?
What's the point?
It doesn't do you any good.
I could crush that person, make sure they're never employed. I could make their whole career lose. I have everything. I have
fact of
photos.
Life,
I have
I mean,
why? Why? There's no point.
Life,
there's no point.
If just a fact of life to live by. If 3 years later you're gonna make fake profiles to message the new girl that's been around for 3 years. You're a fucking piece of shit, and you're an idiot.
Stupid.
And honestly, yeah, you're lucky that we haven't gone after your dumb ass.
It's funny, like, we try not to put a lot of our personal lives on. Like, we're not the people that's gonna post like that fucked up bitch on whatever.
Nobody does that.
Yeah, it is what it is, dude.
Facebook isn't for that.
And for some reason, the group, some of the supporters and fans, they get really involved in our lives, and they want to know what happened. You know, like, my current situation, people try and ask, and it's like, it's just no one's business right now. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is.
Honestly, I think that's a good conclusion to this episode. Like, I can't, like, across the board, and how active we try to be in this community, like, at the end of the day, we're all humans. I've made a lot of mistakes, everybody has here, but, like, we consistently try to be decent humans, and when people attack you for no reason, and they blackmail you and all this stuff, it's like, it's super petty in my mind. And even when I hold someone completely accountable for being a retard and an asshole, why fuck them over if what they did was towards me? Let it go. It's called frozen. You know, let it go.
You left one relationship. You were out of it for 3 months, and then you got into one for the last 3 years.
Like, yeah,
get the fuck out.
Right. Yeah. Just chill, bro.
GTFO.
Just chill, bro. Like, chill.
Hey, a lot of you motherfuckers should be thankful that he's fucking taken. Like, because if he was single, we're all ruined.
Really,
we're all ruined. Don't matter how long you've been with your girl.
That's funny.
Somebody's going to take that lonesome dove. Matt Best.
Little lonesome dove.
You know? You're doing the graveyard shift. She's going to the Drinking Bros event. Gets a little tipsy.
I will say, and I'll put this out there to the Drinking Bros. Like, you know, we should have Melissa on here when she's drinking one time, because it'd be really funny. But, you know, I consider whatever I do with Freedom Movement. But, like, when married chicks do, I'm not a fan. Stop. The married girl, stop. Stop. If you're single and it's my bad judgment, okay, but stop. If you're married, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Hey, and Matt,
especially to a goddamn military guy there, I ain't gonna fucking do it. Stop.
Matt, not only that, but I a lot of times we've been out, I've heard at least 5 dudes come up to you and say, "You can fuck my wife." It would be an honor in front of me.
It's so weird,
dude.
Did
you say that?
I've had a guy walk up to look at Matt, like, while I'm standing right there, and go, "Hey, man, you're my wife's pass. I have to honor that." What?
Yeah,
that's a weird.
What?
Yep.
Well, they start the weird thing, like, "Dude, my wife would totally fuck you," and
that's
the first
thing you say. Huh?
And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, that's cool, man. I bet you guys have a great marriage. She goes, like, no, like, here's a picture of her. I mean, she's hot, right? I'm like, where are you trying to go with this, bro? Like,
what's your name? Who are you?
Like, we're not doing the swingers thing. You're not going to be in the room. You know, fucking, we're good, bro.
Can I watch?
No.
Can I watch? That's what he's like. He's like, yeah. Hey,
I'll push your hips, bro. I'll push your hips.
Jared, I don't even think you would watch. I think you'd be on your phone the whole time. I really do.
No. I'm not talking about myself.
No, not Jared.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the guys.
Gotcha.
Hey, you want to fuck my wife? Can I watch?
Yeah.
And yeah, dude, I would be on my phone. I got shit to do, bro. I mean, I got fucking shit to do. Trying to plan a goddamn concert in Colorado in October right now.
Yeah, man. Good luck with that.
Oh.
Is that the life lesson from this episode?
Yeah.
Don't plan concerts
in Colorado.
Don't be an asshole and fuck your girl more. You know?
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Cheers. Cheers on that, everybody.
Cheers.
And without her consent.
Hey, I challenge every Drinking Bro out there, and this will do a good card, because we have some female listeners, but a lot of males. Come home on a Tuesday at like 6 p.m. and just bend your wife over and fuck her.
And send me the pictures.
Yeah, send the pictures.
Or your girlfriend.
Send the pictures into Rocco. But I want that.
Do it.
Start with like a gift or something for just come home on a Tuesday with a gift.
Isn't that the
and
gift?
Then a, yeah. And then a massage and then bend her over. I don't think some people that wouldn't work. It's just, you got some of these
women out there with
like 3 kids. They're all grabbing on her clothes all day, like, mommy, I got a loose tooth. And then you're like, you come home. Like,
I don't have kids.
Jared, I can see you coming home with spring rolls. Just a box full of spring rolls and being
with a ribbon on it.
I have dumplings too. I like to think of myself as Kung Fu Panda.
Dude,
I love dumplings.
Rocco at the gym the other day, we're all sparring at our Muay Thai gym, and he does a jump somersault and then springs up. And I was like, how the fuck are you that athletic? Goes, I'm Kung Fu Panda, bro. I was like, we have to film that. Yeah. It was insanely athletic.
I can move really well in the gym.
Paint you white and black.
Dude, seriously.
Are you still doing CrossFit with Derek, Rocco?
Dude, when I had the time, his schedule's been back and forth. So yesterday morning we did the gym, just like bro lifts. if I'm available, I'm going to be doing CrossFit more. He's going to be competing for something soon, so I'm going to try and jump on board, and we're trying to get some abs here soon. Huh?
We're getting him back in boxing class, too. He gave me a bloody nose the other day. He caught me the cross right to the fucking face.
Don't do it. Hands. Matt, that's the moneymaker. You're over it now. You got to get past
Rocco,
that.
Rocco's nice.
I'm good at sparring. I just got
the message, gents. Travis Barker wants to hang out with us tonight.
Is he really? Ready?
Yes.
No, you shut up.
I'm telling you
right now. I'm not driving to Arizona, bro. Are you serious?
Okay, I'm hanging.
I'm here till tomorrow morning.
Oh, God.
I got to try and get to LA.
We just had a show about fame and fortune, and it's like, oh, I'm too good for that. All right, I'm going. It's Travis Barker. I'm going.
No, that's
an icon, man. No.
It was not about that. It was about Travis. So Blink-182 is in town tonight playing in El Paso.
We were going to hang out with him.
Yeah, we had the tickets, but we're doing the podcast. We're going to go take him like we do a lot of the guys. And it's not about the fame thing. I've been a fan of Blink-182 forever, and it's Travis motherfucking
Travis is
Barker.
A real motherfucker.
He's
too.
A cool dude, and I want to compare tattoos. So
yeah, cool. Hey, want to drink cool. With get a pic, put it on Instagram, and let's.
No, that's the thing. You won't see a pic, Ross.
No, you
yes,
won't.
We
you
will.
Won't see
a pic. Yes, we will, Matt.
You will see it. You will see it from Jared. Not
Jared
from me.
Will have a pic up in an hour.
I might have a pic up.
Set my watch to it.
Okay.
I'm gonna set my watch. Hey, and on that note, I'll let you guys get out of here. Let's get to the drinking bro of the week. The Drinking Bro of the Week was submitted by Rusty Fraze. This is for Chief Donna Kimmel, who honorably served and retired from the U.S. Air Force. Upon retiring from the Air Force, she served her community as a sheriff deputy for the Comanche County Sheriff's Department before accepting the police chief position with the, I believe it's Cache Police Department. On the night of 4th of July this year, while responding to a suspicious person, she was shot at close range in the abdomen. Chief Kimmel was fortunate enough that the round was absorbed by her protective body armor. She's eager to return to the police department, but still remains off until she's released by her physician. She is an amazing boss and all around a badass woman who deserves to be named the Drinking Broette of the Week. So
fuck
cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, Donna.
Cheers.
Donna Kimmel.
Cheers.
That is fucking awesome.
That is awesome.
You're a badass bitch. I love it.
Yeah, so to Chief
and I'm sorry,
Donna Kimmel.
I didn't say bitch.
That's an endearing term, dude. I'm sure she's hard as nails. She took a fucking round of the stomach and she's coming back. She wants back in.
Healthy recovery, man. Stay awesome. Shit.
Yeah.
That's huge, man.
Cheers, Donna. And thank you, Rusty, for submitting it. You can submit all of your drinking bros and broettes of the week to drinkingbrospodcast.com. You can also get some fucking awesome t-shirts, some snapbacks, and a real life France press so you can drink like Jared Taylor. For Mr. Matt Best, Ross Patterson, Vincent Vargas, a.k.a. Rocco, and our brave little toaster, Jared Taylor. Good night, everyone.
Hey.
Get an Instagram picture of Travis Barker, Jared. Let's see it. Let's
hey
put
guys,
your money where your dick is tonight. Let's put your
money
where
your
dick is. Thanks for Matt. Thanks
and brother Matt, thanks for throwing the fucking movie
I thought he was
us,
hidden.
You know?
I thought he was hidden tonight. We weren't allowed to reveal his identity. Who is it?
We can say Matt.
We can say brother Matt. Matt. That's it.
Yeah.
Brother Matt. Brother Matt.
Cheers.
Cheers to Brother Matt. Thanks for being on the show.
Cheers,
we
guys.
Love you guys. Good night, everyone.
Cheers, Dream Bros.
Cheers.
We love you. See you next time.
Yippee! All the way up!
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.